tackle's gone. Reynolds wants it. Up for Walsh. Reece Walsh scores. Reece Walsh stamps his authority on this contest.
We could superimpose that commentary with Tristan Saylor. Give it to Renault and give it to Tristan.
Well, we've got Matty Ballon on the line coming up in just a moment. We're Breakfast with Pat and Heels. We're here for Burbank Homes, the builders you can trust. You can bank on Burbank and Hyundai. The Hyundai SUV sale event is on now. We'll have our sports quiz to give away those Lions Pies tickets shortly. You've got to do this firstly. In what year did the North Queensland Cowboys achieve their first win over the Broncos? Just a year will do. Have a guess.
5 years after they start.
Well, they were formed in 1992.
Yeah, so I'm saying 1997.
Incorrect. It was 2004, 10-0 in Townsville in their 17th game. So they had to wait a while against Big Brother. Cowboys had lost 14 and drew 2 before winning for the first time. And Matty Ballon hopes that the Broncos winning streak will continue on Friday night. Matty, good morning
years,
to you.
12 years after starting.
G'day, boys. How you going?
G'day, good, mate. What's happening down there? It's an injury. It's a casualty ward.
Yeah, well, when you look all the way across the NRL, there's some big names out this weekend, and unfortunately, Broncos have been hit as well. So I'm not sure as to why. Maybe the intensity of the game's gone up again, but some big names out of the game, and yeah, Broncos have got a few as well.
They're sensing that the collisions might be harder. The players are so fresh and raring to go that might be causing injuries in all the football codes. But, oh, wow, how's it feeling within the squad outside the injuries, maintaining an upbeat nature of everyone?
Yeah, well, to be honest, Heels, this week's been probably one of our most positive weeks. The boys came in after the game against Penrith and had a really good recovery day, just get on the field and just have a few little games, and everyone was really upbeat. And then we've had a couple of days of training now to prepare for the Cowboys on Friday night, and that's been really good too. So for us, it's a bit of an X-man-up mentality. Like Tristan Saylor's played a lot of first grade, and when he's come in, he's done a really good job for us. So he's got a lot of confidence, and the boys have a lot of confidence in him too.
I think, like the rest of your Broncos fans, really looking forward to seeing what Tristan Saylor can do back there.
Yeah, we are too as coaches, and the players are definitely, he's a really, really smart footballer. Like, he's only a young man, but he obviously runs at fullback in our second team against the Broncos when we train, and that's the Mustangs, and he causes headaches every week. He's either saving tries in the right position or he's putting on tries in that team. So the players in the first grade team know that he's just going to step into that side and seamlessly go about his business.
It's a reasonably new thing, isn't it, that Kevy's really had to do this year, as well as you guys. How many scenarios do you have to run at training? It started in Vegas, didn't it, with Pat Carrigan having to go on the edge, and then we had Payne playing hurt and other forwards going down, and now Corey Oates, playing with versatility. How many scenarios are you going through at training?
We have to try and cover everything at the moment. We were blessed last year to have Kurt Capewell, who could play second row.
Yes.
In the middle if you needed him to. This year, Brendan Pierre-Kerr has stepped into that role. He got injured yesterday at training. Now OT, who's a really experienced bloke, as we all know, he's going to come in and, he could play in the outside backs, he could play front row, he could play second row. So he's really comfortable with that. He's really excited to be back into first grade. And all the other players, to be honest, are really adaptable these days. They like you said, Paddy can play second row, Fletcher Baker can play second row. So we've got lots of good options within the playing group, and they'll just get in and do their job.
Yeah, I know you're going to give me the next man up line, but you look at this pack: Jensen, Fletcher Baker, Jaden Hunt. It's a lot different from end of the year last year, isn't it?
It sure is. We've been talking about this in the coaching office and just thinking, what's different, and we've lost a few players, which is fine, and there's some players that come in now and get a real chance to stamp their authority. And it's really exciting for us coaches, to be fair. Like, we know that these guys can play footy, and now it's just up to them to go out and really fulfil their potential. So they've got to put those jerseys on because they're one of the best players in the league and in Queensland, and for us, instead of looking at it as in like we're missing pain, I think it's more like about us saying, well, JB Willison's got a really good chance now to stamp his authority on the competition and say, I'm a young forward coming through, this is what I've got, and this is how I'm going to behave, and this is how I'm going to go out and play footy.
That's a great call. You can either have the mentality of throwing them to the wolves, or they might never look back with a good, a good 30-minute period.
Yeah, exactly, Pat. You know, at some stage in your NRL career, you're thrown into the position of, okay, I'm probably, I might not be exactly ready for it at this moment, but it doesn't matter. Yep. I'm just going to go out there and make a name for myself. You know, I can think back over years of lots of players. You know, Darren Hargraves is a perfect example of a front rower who came in and just made a name for himself, and he's been in the career in the NRL for 10, 15 years now as an enforcer. So, you know what, I'd really like to see our boys take that mentality and just really take the game by the horns and rip in.
Hey, Nutty, is the skipper right?
Yeah, Renault would be good. He's good. He's as long as he gets through all the training before now and then. But yeah, he trained yesterday with us and was really confident. And you know, Renault is an absolute winner. He loves playing footy and loves playing for the Broncos. So he might not be 100%, but he'll get out there and give it everything he's got, and he wants to play and win that jersey.
Yeah. Now, Cowboys have been harping that their defence isn't quite where they want it at the moment, but I tell you what, their attack is. They've got some serious strike, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they have. They scored 19 tries in 3 games. I mean, they beat St. George reasonably well last week, and before that, Newcastle and then the Dolphins as well. So, they can put some points on. I think that if we control the ball and defend really well, obviously that's the game now. Just limit their meters and keep them in their own half. They've got a really good back five. And obviously if Tamalolo gets the ball with a head of steam and McLean, they can cause trouble through the middle. So we've got a plan to go out and limit their meters and work really hard defensively. And then that sort of takes care of most of the game for us. And our attack is, really, really good at the moment. So as long as we get a defence right, I think that'll be where the game's won or lost.
Yes, because it's an incredible challenge for that new forward pack of yours to limit the metres of Nanai, Cotter, Finafalaki and, Reece Robson. Even that's where they're doing it, eh? They're creating space and time for their backs.
Yeah, for sure. I think they complete really high heels. They complete up around that 85-90%, and it's simple footy. It's just run hard, especially those outside backs when the forwards aren't behind the ball. And then when Tamalolo, McLean, Cotter, Finafalaki on that left edge for them, they're powerful runners. So when they get the ball and they're fresh from their back five, bringing it back for them, then it's really hard to stop them. But, if you get them in a bit of a cycle where they don't have much ball and they work hard, then that's where they can be a bit vulnerable.
Okay.
Now, have you got an exclusive for us? Any chat around the locker room about this apparent new contract for Reece?
Well, I think he came out on his social media yesterday and said he'll let us know when something's happened. So I hope he signs soon, and I hope he's happy at the club, which I know he is. I haven't heard the final word yet. But, knowing Reece, I'm sure that he'll be the one to announce it. He's very, very outspoken. So, and rightly so. He's very proud of, himself and his family and how he conducts himself. So I hope it's soon, bud.
Yeah, hey, his wound has come down nicely, hasn't it?
I was going to say, what did you think about it? I mean, you've played a hell of a lot of football at the highest level. I mean, it seems to me that it's really divided opinions amongst the players and the former players about the Taylan May hit.
I guess it's whose camp you look from. And the rules now state that the defender's completely responsible for, any sort of accidental contact with the player's head. So back in my day, I'd just be like, well, that's unlucky, But now we have so many superstars that are getting taken out of the game, like the late hit on halfbacks, things like that, that we've made rules that are really vague and unclear. So when it's one of our players that gets taken out, of course we're going to be upset and blown up. And when it's their players that one of our guys take out, we'll be like, well, there's unclear too. So the way the game has the rules at the moment makes it a real, just a subjective thing. Like, okay, well, who's the player's injured? Then that guy's upset and the other guys are defending their player. So Well, I don't really know, and that's where we're having a problem. If you make it a blanket rule, it's just like any contact with the head, whether it's accidental, whether it's head on head, then that player's responsible. That would be making it a lot clearer, in my opinion.
And didn't they do that last season? They came and talked to you guys specifically about up and in, jamming in out of the line.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So when that happens now, and their coach defends it, and our coach is upset. You know, what do we do? Like we're sort of, and then we can't really say too much about the refereeing these days, and we can't publicly, you know, dog the decisions they make. So our hands are tied. Whereas, and we want to defend our players. Both coaches want to defend our players.
Yeah,
so I think
sure.
Clarity of rules, and then going through with clarity of that rules is where we'll make some progress.
Yeah. All right, Matty, really appreciate your time. I don't know, it's busy for, and it's a big, big game. I get a big crowd. I think that despite the weather Friday night, it's the Bronx v. Cowboys. It's another big derby because we're getting to see now with the Dolphins coming along, we get to see more of these Queensland derbies, and it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, heck with the old Queensland games. And I didn't know it was till was it 2004 that the Broncos got beaten by the Cowboys? That's a long time, isn't that?
It is. Unbelievable. Well, they started in 92.
Yeah, Cuzzy's saying like they were founded in 92 but not admitted to the NRL until 95. So, yeah, they went 9 years before they managed to get one over you guys.
No wonder they love trying to beat us, hey? No wonder it's the Queensland Derby.
Just flick younger brother off again, please. Good luck, Matty.
Good on your voice. Thank you.
Thanks, Matty. Matty Ballon there, Broncos assistant coach. Look, giving his opinion on the head clash, I agree. They've got to make it clear cut. Regardless of whether it's accidental or not, if you make head contact, then there is, you know, there's consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to face consequences.
There's a risk of doing that.
Yeah.
Katoni Staggs does it. He comes in hard.
Yeah.
And you've got to be careful. There's a risk. You might get it wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to be very interested to see what comes with the Peter Wright, because he's been banned for 4 matches, if you're just joining us via the AFL. Luke Hodge is going to join us from 7:30 this morning. And I'd love to know what he thinks about it, because, you know, he was as tough a player as you'll get, Hodgie. And there's quite a bit of debate over whether Peter Wright deserved 4 weeks for the hit that concussed Harry Cunningham. But look, we'll chat to him later on. All right, we've got to get to a break because we want to get to the quiz, Hills. We've got another quiz because we've got tickets to give away to the sold-out Lions v Pies match tomorrow night at the Gabba.
Mm.
But we've got two in our hot little hand. And we're not going to make it easy for you. We're going to go the 10-question quiz. Whoever answers question 10 correctly gets those two tickets. Jump on the blower now, 13 13 55. That is the Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line.